Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. We are changed to become more as He is. We believe the report of the Lord, and we see our lives being transferred, and we are a blessing to every race, every nation, and everyone we come in contact with because of the call, the word, not a position, but the call of God to serve Him, to love Him, to be everything that He's told us to be, because we have been called to be triumphant in this life. We've been studying people in the Bible all through 2014, and here we are in this brand new year, 2015, ready to conquer, ready to win, ready to see ourselves in the light of God's redemption, ready to see the power of God being manifested in our lives, ready to conquer every giant that ever comes in our way, ready to even say yes to ministry that we've been running from. Whatever it is, and this is the year that God is going to fulfill. This is the year of maturity and growth. This is the year that we're going to see a rest in some areas where God is going to cover us. This is the year that we're going to see the fulfillment of God's promises in areas in our life. It's going to happen in the spirit realm and move in different areas of our life. We're going to see God demonstrate His power, and we're going to release that same power in the lives of someone else. We're going to see God be God in ways that we've never, ever known. So today we're going to talk briefly, and in the next couple of days that we're on this 15-minute of empowerment, we're going to be talking about not being deceived. We're going to be talking about not allowing our own mind to deceive us, because God is not mocked. Don't allow your circumstance, don't allow the situation, don't allow the enemy, don't allow your own fear, don't even allow the weapon of the enemy, that thing that has come time and time again. Don't even allow what you went through last year to transfer into this year. As I said before, the accuser of the brethren, the one who's bringing the accusation, is trying to make many of us carry something that was supposed to be left in 2014 into 2015 and give us a wrong perception and posture about what we're standing on, believing, hoping for, and know that God has promised. But we can allow the enemy to even get in our own minds and deceive us from receiving promise. We have to see the expectations that we have are not ours. It is the expectation of a title deed. We have a guarantee. It is Hebrews 11 in the Message Bible being amplified in our life like never before. Title deed to the promises of God, that which we hope for, that which we expect, that which we know to be the will and the word of God will manifest in our lives. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever is trying to mock God, be it time, be it circumstance, be it people or situation, something that it won't move, that it seemingly makes you feel as if you're standing still and not moving forward, whatever that situation is in your house, in your marriage, in that ministry, in your children, on that job, in a career change, your finances, your physical body, whatever it is that is trying to challenge the will and the word of God, the promise that you've received, do not be afraid. Don't start worrying and doubting. Don't allow the spirit of exhaustion to come and weary you in your well doing and what is your decree is, your faith, your stand is, what you know God is going to do. Don't allow the enemy to weary you and make you feel like you are not going to get, you're not going to receive, you're not transferring into the things that God says. That is the lie of the enemy to get your focus off. Remember, I said the enemy's trying to steal focus before we entered into 2015. Don't lose focus. He wants you to get off focus so that you will concentrate and put your energy and your time and your mindset, your hope, God. He wants you to now become dependent in a circumstance, in a situation, and not dependent on God. Don't allow the enemy to win. Get back to the place where you got what God promised you. Grab that word and do not be mocked in your own mind, in your own attitude, in your own perception. Don't be deceived by the weapon of the enemy to steal your focus. God is going to do exactly what he said. It goes back to the life of Abraham. Abraham had to see and believe and receive what God had shown him and what God had told him. He had to see it and regardless of what was going on around him. Abraham's life was a testimony to the glory of God, of what God was going to do in him and with him. But he had to walk through a place where no one else saw it. He had to walk through some things where no one else could believe it. He was called a father before he ever was a father. He was called a father of many before he ever became the father, before he ever became the father of one. When you understand that God will call you something, he will tell you something, he will show you something that you have not yet become or walked in or transferred into, and he'll call you that and believe it regardless of what the enemy, the circumstance, or time, or situation is telling you, that you will still agree with God, agree with his will, agree with his purpose for your life, agree even though the circumstance is saying it's not going to happen. You're saying, God will not lie. He will not fail me. What he promised me will manifest in my life. I will be what he's called me to be. I will become all that he's told me I am in him. I will see the glory of the Lord in my life, in my family, with my children, in that marriage, in that ministry, in that home, in that business, whatever it is, you're going to see it and know that it is a sure thing that God is going to do it, and no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper, shall ever be formed to take that word away. Because when God speaks, it does not matter what the majority or the minority say or think. The word of God is settled. It is established in the heavens. It is founded in the heavens, and God cannot lie. So if God has promised you something, do not be deceived in this time of rest and manifestation and fulfillment. Don't be deceived that because it didn't happen the moment you entered into 2015, that it's not going to happen. You are in the process, just like Abraham. Abram was being transformed from Abram to Abraham. He had to house that God wanted him to be and become. So he had to let that Abram die so that Abraham can be revealed and seen as the man of God, as the father of many, to a great nation. So there are some things that God is transferring in your life. There's some things that God is doing in your life. It does not yet appear. He's shaping you. What he's doing, you're going to be able to house and carry and hold and possess and give that which you are. He's calling you in this season. If he's calling you healed and you're going through the process of healing, look and expect that the name that God has called you, it is so. I don't care what your body is saying. Look for the manifestation of your healing. If it's peace, look for peace to be manifest in your life, in your family, with your children, in that relationship. Look for God's peace to manifest. Whatever it is that God is telling you you possess, that he's calling you to possess, that he says is yours, look for that as you're going through that process, line upon line, precept upon precept. Don't allow your own mind to deceive you. You shall be, receive, and walk in all that God has promised you. The enemy is a deceiver. He comes to deceive and to seduce. He's bringing thoughts. But you have to cast out every vain imagination, everything that is coming and warring against the promise of God. You've got to cast it down. You've got to make them show and show that enemy that has formed that weapon, trying to form that weapon in your mind, in your life, out of your own mouth, trying to make you change the declaration of your profession of faith, trying to make you change what you believe and you testify to the glory of God. He's trying to now make you testify doubt and fear and bring deception that maybe you've waited too long, that maybe this is not the season and this is not the time. Do not try to rush what God is doing in your life. The same way that God allowed Sarah and Abraham to know that he was going to do something, and Sarah was looking at time and trying to make time conducive in her season, and she made an Ishmael, caused an Ishmael to come to war against the promise of God. God is trying to stop many of you from allowing it and something to be birthed through your own mouth, through your own circumstance, through your own decisions, through your own anxiousness, through your own worry and your own fear. He's trying to get you to not burst out something that's going to war or come in conflict with the promise. When God gives something and makes a promise, a declaration in your life, that thing is a sure thing. And it does not bring sorrow. It's going to bring joy, everlasting joy, because it is something that was not made by your hands. It was something that was done by the hand of God. God himself orchestrated, because he planned the day of your deliverance, the day of your outcome. The same day that he knew that you were going to be saved, that you were going to be part of his kingdom, he's planned every part of your life. He's planned every victory. He's planned every place where you shift and you go into another dimension. He's planned every time you're going to see some certain victories in your life. He's even planned the day of your trial, your test. But in all of his planning, he's always planned you to come out on top. He's always planned for you to overcome. He's always planned for you to grow in your faith, in your maturity, on every level, and to produce his spirit, to be the one who has the character and the faith of Abraham, to see what God sees and agree with him, regardless of the circumstance and the situation. That's the Father that you have. That's the God that you have. That's the Lord that's over your life. He's the one that's in control, and he will show up on time. The enemy wants you to give up through exhaustion. He wants to wear you down, but do not get weary in your well-doing. Don't get weary saying what God says. Don't get weary standing on the word of God. Don't get weary doing all the things that you know that God has told you to do, even though you don't see the manifestation, the fruit, or the results that you think you need to see. It does not matter what's happening in the natural. What is God saying in the spirit realm? What you're doing in the spirit is far greater than anything in the natural. Your stand of faith is defeating every adversary, tearing down generational things. It is tearing down things that you can never even imagine. It is commanding you to triumph. It is commanding you to overcome. It is commanding you to win. And the adversary that brings exhaustion and doubt and confusion and deceptive devices, seducing spirits, wants you to now focus on your own feelings, your own emotions, your weariness, what it looks like, what it feels like. But go in faith. Go in and grab the word of God and believe the report of the Lord. Say over and over again, as the angel told Sarah, told Abraham, this time next year. Many of us were saying that in 2014. So we're at this time. We're at the time of manifestation. We're at the time of seeing something now come to life. We're at the time where we're going to see the birthing of something great. We're at the time where we're going to see ourselves move forward in the spirit. We're at the time where we're going to grow like never before in God's word, in maturity, in the fruits of the spirit, even in our stand of faith. We're at the time where we're going to see the manifestation of good and great things. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you. God is not mocked. Don't allow man to deceive you. God is not mocked. Don't allow the circumstance to deceive you. God is not mocked. The Bible lets us know he laughs at his adversaries. God is getting ready to laugh at the adversaries that said that he would not do what he said he was going to do in your life. He's going to give you the opportunity to begin to laugh, because he's going to blow your mind. The same way Isaac came and laughter came to Sarah and the community because he was born, and laughter came to Sarah because what God did came into fruition. The same laughter of fulfillment is getting ready to happen in your life. God is going to do what he says. Laugh at your adversary and get ready to see the demonstration of God's power like never before. No weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. There is nothing that can ever be formed that can ever prosper against the word of God and win. The enemy will not get rich at your expense. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life and for this 15 minutes of empowerment. I pray that you've been blessed and encouraged in the Lord and empowered to go on in the process of there. Please join me tomorrow at the same time. Be blessed in Jesus' name.